Hello, my name is Elijah Winfrey, and I'm trying out something new today here on the Swarm Facebook page, and that is my attempt, anyway, at a first podcast. And I've never done one of these before, and I've never done one that's been specific to any one certain thing like this one will be. This will be a podcast all about Georgia Tech athletics and being a fan of it. I do want to stress that I have no connection with Georgia Tech. I'm not alumni. I'm not connected with any of the folks in the athletic department. I'm just a fan, and I love talking about my team. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself, and I'll get into that here in just a second. But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to the fine folks who make the Swarm Facebook page what it is each and every day. And that would be Lucas Meredith Fletcher, who you'll see a lot. You know, if you see a post, on our page, there's a good chance that Lucas is the one that put it up there. We also have Steve Tanner, who helps us out, and Dee Dee LeBlanc, who also helps us out as well. So a huge shout out to Dee Dee, Lucas, and Steve, who kind of keep things running as I periodically will post things. And that kind of leads into a little bit about myself. So I'm originally from Georgia, but right now I live in a little town called Messina, New York, which is pretty much southern Canada. Now, my family, I have grandparents who live in Acworth, Georgia. My father lives in Greenwood, South Carolina. He's a pastor. And it's funny because when people hear that I live in New York, they automatically assume I live in the city. And so just to kind of put things in perspective, I said earlier, Southern Canada, if I wanted to go and check out the Statue of Liberty, I would have to drive 8 hours south in order to do that. So that's where I am. Basically, if I drive north 10 minutes, I'm in Canada. And it's certainly a culture change. I've been up here since 2011 and I actually came up here from Georgia. And so, that's where I am. I'm one of the only Georgia Tech fans, it seems like, in the area. And a lot of people have started to learn about Georgia Tech because I talk about it on my daily radio show that I do on one of the radio stations up here in Messina. Now, that's a little bit about me, so you kind of can understand where I'm coming from. But one of the most important things I want to talk about in this episode, this first episode, is how I became a fan of Georgia Tech. So I won't waste any more of your time, and I'll go ahead and get right into the point here. So back in 2002, okay, I was born in 1993. So back in 2002, I was just starting to understand football. And my father was watching a game on TV one night, and I happened to take a peek at it. Now, all I could really tell on the screen, because I didn't understand a whole lot about the game, like I said, I was just starting to. All I could really tell on the screen is that there was a team in a red uniform and a team in a gold uniform. Now, full disclosure, my favorite color as a kid was red. But when I saw the gold uniforms on the field, that sold me. Now, of course, a lot of people will probably be able to, put two and two together as to what game we were specifically watching. And yes, it was the Georgia Tech game from 2002. Now, obviously, that doesn't have a very great memory for a lot of Georgia Tech fans. But for me, it was the first game I ever saw. And I just, for some reason, the gold really hooked me as a kid. And I was like, all right, this is a team I want to support. If I'm going to support anything, I want to support this. And so obviously that was the last, one of the last games of that season. And so my fandom really started to kick in 2003. And I remember very vividly watching the Auburn Georgia Tech game in 2003 and just absolutely falling in love with all things Georgia Tech. And specifically, and I know a lot of people, they have their opinions about them, but, really, feeling like Reggie Ball was a pretty cool dude, and I always thought that was cool. He was playing his first game as a freshman, first, true freshman quarterback to start for Georgia Tech in a very long time. And here I am, first true game as a fan, watching it on television. So that's kind of how I got hooked into it. And of course, I've been a Georgia Tech fan ever since. And it's funny because, as I started learning more about Georgia Tech growing up, I started putting pieces together of where some of the former Georgia Tech players were. For example, I also like the indoor football league. You know, I like the 50-yard field. If it's football, I'm probably going to watch it, okay? But I remember watching the Orlando Predators when Joe Hamilton was playing for them. And why were they my favorite team in the Arena Football League? Well, because they had Joe Hamilton. He went to Georgia Tech. And so that's just, you know, if there's a Georgia Tech connection with something, I'm probably going to find out about it. And I'm probably going to root for whatever it is. And so that's how I became a Georgia Tech fan. And, you know, obviously there were some ups and downs and all that sort of stuff, but I always felt such a strong connection to what they were doing on the field. And of course, obviously when Calvin Johnson came in, that was amazing as well. You know, I can tell you that I remember watching the Clemson-Georgia Tech game, and it was funny because my dad and I had just gotten back from doing something. I don't remember what it was, but we just got back from doing something. And we turned on the television, and the Georgia Tech Clemson game was, you know, getting going and everything. And at that point in time, Clemson had a pretty significant lead on Georgia Tech. And my dad, who was a Florida State fan, you know, he was kind of, you know, he was joking around with me a little bit about how there was no chance they were going to come back and win the game. And I said, "Dad, for some reason, I think Georgia Tech's going to come back and win this thing." And of course they did. And, you know, that obviously, you know, made it a whole lot of fun that night as well. But like I said, I've been a Georgia Tech fan since, you know, late 2002, and then into 2003. And I've also loved Georgia Tech's basketball program and, Georgia Tech's baseball program as well. I'll be honest, I don't watch every single basketball game or every single baseball game, but if I can try to, I definitely try to do so. But that's kind of a little bit about my fandom. I can tell you two other things real quick in this episode, as I'm trying to keep these a little shorter for you. One thing is, of course, in that 2003 season, I remember watching the Florida State game. As I mentioned, my dad was a Florida State fan. And even though we lost that game, and I don't know, maybe you can relate to this, but even though we lost that game, I still will go back and watch that game. Just because I remember the fond memories surrounding that game and watching it on television. I don't know if you're like that or not, or if you're somebody who will only rewatch a game if we've won. But I find myself, no matter if we won or lost, I'll go back and rewatch it if I had a fun time watching it the first time, if that makes any sense. Finally, final story for you about myself anyway, is I remember watching, or actually, you know, being in downtown Atlanta, because we would go down there, eat at the Varsity. That was one of my favorite things to do, was we'd go down, eat at the Varsity, and then go check out Georgia Tech's football field. Well, one day my dad surprised me by actually taking me, you know, out of the vehicle and then into the football stadium. And I don't know how he did it, but we actually got a chance to walk on the field. And I always thought that was so cool. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm up here in New York, and would it be easier for me to root for Syracuse? Yeah, but even saying that makes me want to vomit. So, you know, I root for Georgia Tech. You know, no matter what the College Board is, it makes it real simple for me. I root for Georgia Tech. And if you're curious, as far as my professional team, well, I root for the Detroit Lions, and that is because Calvin Johnson went there. But like I said, I just figured this first episode, I'd tell you a little bit about myself, a little bit about my fandom for Georgia Tech. And there's plenty other stories that I can share with you if you're interested. And that's kind of what I want to end this podcast with, this first initial episode. Are you interested in hearing more about, you know, my story, more about, you know, possibly Dee Dee's story, Lucas's story, or Steve's story? Because I really want to make this a podcast, you know, about the fans, for the fans. And of course, as we go forward, we'll talk about, you know, spring football and all that good stuff that's coming up for Georgia Tech as well. But let me know what you think. Because I certainly enjoy doing it. I always love talking about Georgia Tech football, even though I'm way up here in New York. I still love the brave and bold and the white and gold. So let me know what you think, and thank you for listening.